you know, what's this money doing for my family and I? Like, if I have a bunch of it, why is that good? If I don't have any, why is that bad? And I know it sounds kind of odd, but like, if you can think that through and really develop almost like a statement about money for your family, how you want to use it, a couple sentences, that can be super powerful.
Welcome to the Retirement Cafe with certified financial planners Dan Reese and Brent Oliver. At our cafe, we believe your retirement plan should be life-giving and custom-made, just like a hot cup of coffee. Here in mid-Michigan, with an office in Jackson, the Retirement Cafe is open for business.
Well, today we're going to be talking about financial goals. It's a little shift in conversation from our last episode, talking about GameStop and Bitcoin and getting rich quick. We're talking about financial goals. It kind of aligns with that conversation, actually. You need to put goals in place and make sure you have success long term. You have to follow that process and the plan that Dan and Brent over at Avery Wealth put together for you. So today, we're going to be talking about financial goals. And guys, I mean, I really enjoyed the GameStop and Bitcoin conversation, and hopefully you've got some pretty positive feedback on that. This one kind of slows the pace down a little bit. It may not be the most exciting conversation that people want to hear, but it's important, right?
Well, first of all, and goals are exciting, Ben.
Yeah. I'm glad you didn't say boring. You know, like, we're not going to make this boring. This will be a good topic. But yeah, it's a little slower maybe than the previous one. But this is kind of where really we want to get started. This is where you start,
yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
This is how people are successful, is that they set goals and they're focused on things, right? And moving forward. So.
Yeah. And I think that it'll be a little bit more fun than what you think. Just so, but we'll see. We'll decide at the end.
That's a nice little tease for us here. Again, if you haven't joined us before, thanks for checking out the podcast. Dan and Brent are certified financial planners at Avery Wealth, serving mid-Michigan. You can find them online. AveryWealth.com is the website. You can call them too if you want to discuss financial goals after the show's over. Anything else we talk about on the podcast, you can do so at 517-783-1695. And again, on the website, you can contact them, set up a time. But there's also a bunch of other resources on there, including all of the podcasts that we do. You can find them online right now at AveryWealth.com. So financial goals seem very clear, very obvious. Hey, we want to have goals. We want to have these kind of milestones we want to hit. We want to make sure we're kind of tracking the right way towards retirement. But why can it be so difficult for people to come up with financial goals?
Yeah, I mean, just to back up a minute, like when we talk about, forgot to mention earlier as far as why we wanted to do this on goals, because actually it was because of an article I read recently, and it said that many people actually will not go talk to a financial planner or advisor because they're afraid of that question, right? What are your goals?
Yeah, well, I mean, in a job interview or something, you know, those are the questions that stump people.
Like, yeah.
Well, I never really thought about that, you know, and unfortunately, I mean, it can be a difficult question to answer if somebody just says, well, what are your goals?
Yeah.
Well, I don't, like, what are you talking about? Like,
right.
That's not how most people communicate.
No, our minds, first of all, don't focus like that. So if it's too broad, right? So if you say, what are your goals? Like, I have no idea. Now I'm really uncomfortable and I want to get out of here because I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I think that's the big thing, is that people in general, you know, they find it really difficult and overwhelming. And that's what I want to talk about today. It shouldn't be at all. It should actually be pretty enjoyable, you know, thinking about like where you are right now and things like that. But I also think that people think sometimes their goals need to be, like I told Brent the other day, I think people think their goals need to be like War and Peace, like a super thick novel, right? And it could be super simple, right?
Yeah. I mean, it might just be things like, obviously, retirement's a huge one. Paying for college, different things like that are really important. Maybe leaving an inheritance to grandchildren, helping pay for grandchildren's school, whatever may be the case. I mean, there's some pretty straightforward things that are out there.
Yeah, I mean, it might just be like, hey, I want to get debt-free. That could be a very straightforward financial goal, right?
That's a good goal.
That's too. A good goal, and you know. But I think the big thing, too, that we hear sometimes in things that I've read is that a lot of people think, that's not for me. Like, that's just for rich people, like to think about goals and things.
Yeah, I'm just simple. I don't need a lot. And that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, in order to maintain the lifestyle that you want or that you currently have, it would be really good to know if you're trending that direction.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, to make progress in anything, you've got to have a target.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you're, like, simple example, if you're going on vacation to California, you probably need to know where California is compared to where you are right now.
Right.
And I mean, how you might get phones, there.
But remember they used to have those...
the atlases?
Triptychs.
Oh, yes, yes,
AAA.
Yes.
I don't. Ben might be too young for that, but I remember awesome. Like you just roll this thing. It was on a ring binder. My parents would have that thing in the front seat, and they'd know where they were going.
Yeah, you just hope you didn't run into a detour.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
for sure.
I remember that map because like you would line up. So if you're going off the page, you would look at okay. That's row B, column 3. Go to page 43. Then you'd flip over.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I was a little bit younger, but I definitely remember looking through that map and trying to keep up with exactly where we were. Barry, we've come a long way since those times.
Yeah, for all the people that pinch and zoom now and all that stuff, it's a little different.
Or you just you change your plans. Like, there was no change in a plan when you had a triptych.
No.
And that's a lot like planning today.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, real quick sidebar on it. You ever catch yourself now, like, trying to all of a sudden pinch in or squeeze on, like, a regular picture or you're looking at a magazine? Because you're so used to, like, your iPad and stuff. I'm like, sidebar.
That doesn't work.
I did that the other day, and my wife's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I really have no idea. It's not working.
Yeah. We're being trained, you know, to think that way. It's crazy. Well, let's help some people out with goals then, because it can be very difficult to put these in place, right? So what should people be doing then to create some reasonable goals?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing is stop worrying so much about this great big thing you're trying to create, right?
Right.
Keep it simple. Like, you know, that's the biggest thing. And just think about, like, I think a great exercise, and anybody can do it, is just, like, think about what are things in your life today financially that are going well, right? And what are things that maybe aren't going so well? And you could start right there and be like, hey, here's some simple goals. I'd like to improve upon these things that aren't going well, right?
Yeah. I mean, and just identifying what those things are. You know, Dan talked about debt, or maybe you don't have a budget, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you have too much debt. Like, start thinking about something small that you can fix.
Yeah.
And get some momentum going.
That's a great start. And then the next thing that I think is really important, and this takes a little more thought, and honestly, especially if you're married, it might take you and your spouse to just separate for a minute from all the other stuff going on. And kind of ask yourself, you know, what's important about money to you? Like, I mean, it sounds like kind of an odd question, but one of the things that can be really powerful with financial decision making and goal planning is to really kind of figure out, you know, what's this money doing for my family and I? You know, why does it matter? Like, if I have a bunch of it, why is that good? If I don't have any, why is that bad? And I know it sounds kind of odd, but like, if you can think that through and really develop almost like a statement about money for your family, how you want to use it. A couple sentences, that can be super powerful. So, good things to think about for sure.
Yeah, it's a good starting point, and it's very important to put these in place for sure. I think I keep going back to like your, I guess I'm scarred from past interviews. I keep thinking back to your question on like, where do you see yourself in 10 years? Like, that's
right.
Like, financially, where do you see yourself in 10 years? I don't know. I'm just trying to get through this next month or two. I think that's where a lot of people have been this year, but seeing this over time can definitely help you out. Okay, so we know what we want to accomplish, what money means to us. So what's the next step from there? How do we start kind of fashioning these goals, I guess?
Yeah, I think a big thing is once you start figuring out, you know, kind of the little things that you can improve upon and then kind of an overriding theme for your family. Like, you know, as an example, by the way, you know, money for us is really to allow us to do the things that we care about with our church, right? That might be something that is really important, an overriding theme to a family, right? And so once you start figuring those things out, then it's like, what are some action steps, right, Brent? So what can you start to do? And one of the things we know about goals and then really putting together, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about how the planning goes into the goals. You can't do it all at once, right?
Right.
So you have to start out with some basic things, like how can we begin to improve? And it's just like if you were, like, again, trying to lose weight, we talk about those things a lot. You wouldn't like all of a sudden go to the gym for 4 hours, right? And try to use every piece of equipment in there.
Right. Right. Yeah. You have to start with the basics. And so when we talk about the basics, let's talk about debt. You also talked about debt. Maybe that's their goal.
Yep.
So what do we want to do? Well, we want to start to at least take an inventory, right?
Yeah.
Organize what debt we have. We like the snowball effect, like the Dave Ramsey type thing, because it allows people to have to show progress. And so what that is just starting with the things with the lowest balance, right? So you just pay something off. Maybe you owe $300 on some department store credit card, right? Well, pay that off. Okay, that one's gone.
Yeah.
Right. And now you just kind of keep moving forward. That's an actionable thing that you can do that helps you achieve your long-term goal of paying off all that debt.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. We're going to get more into this as we go on this show, but that's a great example. It's like figure out, you know, things that aren't going well that you want to improve on. Think about your overriding kind of theme for your family around money, and then start to like categorize. And like you said, get organized and say, okay, you know, what are some things we can start with? That's a great example on that for sure. So, I mean, the thing is to goals help you create change, right? And that's what we're getting at here. And that's back to why we said it should be really kind of fun and invigorating, because you're like, you're creating things that you can make better in your life. This isn't for anybody else. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think that's back to why some people struggle with goals, because they're thinking about, well, what would other people do? It doesn't matter what anybody else would do. It matters what's important to you to improve your situation.
Yeah, and that's what you do. You take those little steps over time, and you can eventually get them. And it sounds like what you're saying is really for anybody, no matter what your goals are, no matter what you want to accomplish with your money, there are action items and steps you can put in place to begin making progress towards them. It just might take a little bit of work.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the thing is, like Brent was saying with the debt, like that seems like a, you know, oh, well, that's just really basic. That's not accumulating a bunch of money. But like Dave Ramsey has done a fantastic job through the years of helping people get control of their money, right?
Yeah.
So like that might be a great step one. So your goal is to become, let's say your overriding goal is to be financially independent so I can quit my job and I can go do mission work, you know, down in South America, because that's my dream, right?
Right?
Well, you can't just get there tomorrow, right?
No. And
or
you
today.
Can't, and you can't even just start to save automatically for that without getting the basics, right?
Yep.
And so that's why he has his emergency fund and paying down the debt, you know, and saving for retirement and doing those things. There's steps that he has that you walk through that have to happen in order for you to get there.
Yep.
And so you just want to create those types of steps for yourself. And that's why it works, because it's like, okay, do part one, baby step one, baby step two, baby step three. And you just keep going and you're knocking those things off. And you're getting progress towards a goal.
Right.
Right.
Right. And like what, once you have that financial foundation, then you move on to the next thing, which is wealth accumulation. Right. And so that's kind of what we're getting at. But this all starts with identifying where you want to go.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the important thing. So once you determine that through your goal planning, then all of a sudden you could start putting together these action steps. And everybody's in a different place in life. You might not have any debt or very little and say, hey, you know what? I'm past that. I'm ready to really accumulate wealth. Well, how do you do that, right? So keeping it very simple. Carl Richards, and I've mentioned him before, you know, he wrote this book, The One-Page Financial Plan, because what he found about all this stuff was that back in the day when like financial planning software came about, like these financial planners and advisors would create like a huge three-ring binder and be like, here's your financial plan. Okay, see you later. That's $1,500 or whatever the amount was. And you know what that did? What did most people do with that once they got it?
Put it on a shelf and collected some dust. You know, I mean, I think that's pretty much it. Well, it would be like, I've got that done. Right?
Yeah.
That part is over.
Yep. Yep. I went and did it. So I'm good now. And what progress did that create?
Probably very little.
Almost none. Right? And so what he found is that most people, in order to make progress, have to be able to focus on just a couple of things. Right? So that's what Brent and I were just kind of talking about. You should be able to really, even though there's a lot of details on a financial plan, you should be able to get basically from your advisor a one pager that says, okay, here's what I need to do this year. Like, I just need to focus on this, right?
Yeah.
As part of your overriding plan. Now, have you ever seen, like, I always think of the iceberg thing, right? Where, you know, there's this little ice thing above the water and then below is this massive, you know, part of
chunk
the iceberg you can't see. That's kind of what this is about. Like, you shouldn't be worrying about all the stuff going on underneath. You know, to make progress towards these goals, you should be able to focus on just those couple of things that you need to do that year.
Yeah, staying narrowly focused on a few things that can really improve your situation.
Yep. And that is a huge game changer. And then once you do that, guess what happens? As you continue to meet with an advisor, or if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you can do this yourself. You have to monitor how your life is changing, and I'm doing that. Okay, do I need to implement some additional things? You know, I've got this done. What's next? And it's a constant changing target in a way, because we never know where our lives are going to go.
Right. It's dynamic. And so it's different. Like we talked about the triptych, right? I mean, it's a perfect example. We didn't even talk about that, believe it or not, before this show that just came out. But it's so true, because like today's financial planning and goal-based planning, which is what we do here, is kind of like your smartphone when you go on a trip. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you want to detour and go to someplace different. Well, you can dynamically change that and still achieve the end goal, right? And so it's just, it's able to be changed where the other one isn't.
And that's why, back to kind of the overriding theme of this is, you know, what should my financial goals be? Well, guess what? They're going to change.
Yeah.
You know, and so there's not like some beacon that you're always at. There may be some, like Brent was saying, like retirement. Like, I know I want to retire. And most people like might just say 62 or 65. They don't really know, because that's a ways away. You know, it's like, and that might always be there. But then all these other little supporting goals that go with it, like, oh, you know what? I really want to help my kid with school, or, you know, I've got a grandkid on the way and I want to be able to do this for them. Those types of things are always changing throughout your life. One of the things, and I highly recommend, if listeners haven't heard of James Clear, he wrote a book called The Atomic Habits, and he's got this 3-2-1 weekly newsletter that's really good. One of the things he says about all this stuff, which I found really interesting, was, you know, we know that people in the U.S. can struggle with financial planning. I mean, it's been written countless. There's all kinds of people don't have enough money put away. You know, they're just not necessarily doing the right things to get where they want to be. What he says is, he's like, most people don't lack motivation, they lack clarity. And what he means by that is that people need to know, like, the like kind of when, where, and how to do something. So that's why this goal stuff's so important, right? Because as you lay that out, then all of a sudden you can be like, oh, that's what I want to do. I want to go to Florida, or I want to go to Disney World, as an example, on a trip. Then you can be like, okay, what? How do I do that? I could fly, I could drive, what are all the different choices in order to get there? And I found it interesting, because he said, you know, people too oftentimes get overwhelmed because they just don't have clarity. And then if they do, like, say, like, I have a goal, it's something that no one can relate to, like, I want to retire at 55. And it's like a finish, he calls it a finish line goal, right? Where it's like, okay, well, you've never done any planning, or, you know, more, let's start back with what can you do now, right?
What are your short term? To help put you in that position.
Yeah. So I think that's really interesting, and it all plays into this. But the thing I'd say to everybody listening is, don't ever feel like bad about, I don't know my goals, and I don't know what to do. That's okay. Like, it's fine. You know, that's why we're talking about this stuff, and why it's good to have conversations with qualified advisors, so you can start to figure it out, so you can feel good about money at the end of the day.
That's what I was going to say is, you know, this is where you guys come into play. I mean, it's tough enough to kind of manage, or to come up with the goals, really, but to manage that process and make sure, A, you're, you know, holding yourself accountable, or B, you're on the right track, or, hey, you need to make adjustments. Okay, what's the next step I need to do if I want to veer off and change my goal to this? You know, some people can do it on their own. Some people are naturally blessed to feel comfortable with money and numbers and do the research. But for most people, you have life to worry about and other things to worry about, where you can't focus on the little details of this financial plan. And that's why you lean on somebody and ask for help.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. I mean, the ability, it's just like, I mean, Alcoholics Anonymous is an outstanding organization. What do they have? If somebody's in that program, what do they all have?
Yeah, they have a 12-step program.
And
right?
a sponsor. And why do you have a sponsor?
Yeah, to keep you accountable.
Yeah, right? To help you do that. And that's why I think that's a great example of a very successful program. And it's the same thing with money. What does Weight Watchers do? They make you come in and be accountable.
Yep.
Step on the scale. Like, you know, you're coming in, you get your weigh in. So, like, you've got somebody to keep you on track. And I think most successful programs do that. Unfortunately, most people haven't partnered with anyone with money. So when you look at your goals and in the action steps you need to do, it is complicated.
Yeah. You know? And you talked about just, you know, having clarity. Mm-hmm. And so when you're clear about what it is you're trying to achieve, and then you're intentional with your actions to get there, it makes sense that you would have a lot better chance to be successful.
Right.
Right.
For sure.
It's not rocket science. It's pretty simple stuff, but a lot of times you just miss some of the fundamentals that you need to become successful.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, maybe I underestimated how fun this conversation would be and how interesting it would be. Not to say that I didn't have high expectations coming in, but after our last episode, I think it set the bar for craziness and entertainment and stuff. So this was definitely interesting and fun and important. I think it's very, very clear that establishing goals is part of having success long term. So what closing words can we offer listeners today?
Yeah, I think the first thing is that number one, like we were talking about, if you want to just get started on your own, take out a piece of paper and do that exercise where you write down on the left side of the paper things that are going good for you money-wise, things that maybe you're not very happy about. And then on the right side, put your ideal future. What would you like those things to look like? That's a simple little thing that you can do to start creating some basic goals. But like anything, it's like getting started, right, Brent?
Yeah. So when you do that exercise and you see something that's glaring that you're not so happy about, mm-hmm. right? Figure out a way to fix it.
Yeah.
Just as simple as that. Just fix one thing first.
Yeah.
Just get started on that plan.
That's all you can do. And I mean, back to the getting started, like there's countless examples of like bad things happening because people procrastinate. I mean, there's all kinds of examples. There's health-wise where people don't go see a doctor soon enough. There's things with money where they don't go talk to someone soon enough. Maybe they're not comfortable or they're embarrassed. The reality is just get over it.
Yeah.
Get over it. You know, make that first step. Go talk to somebody. I mean, there's all kinds of advisors. Go in and ask them, hey, how do you help me figure out my goals and maybe action steps to start working through to, you know, reach those goals? Doesn't usually cost anything to go talk to people and get some feeling, you know, some feedback on how they might be able to help you.
I mean, yeah, because there's very, and Dan could attest to this. How often have you ever talked to somebody in here that doesn't say, gosh, I wish I would have done this or that 2 years ago or 5 years ago or 10
yeah.
years ago? I mean, that's always the case. Everyone, I don't care who you are, has things that you wish you had done earlier. That's in the past. Like,
yep.
Let's start marching forward and start now.
Yeah. And I think a big thing is don't worry about what other people are doing. Like, sometimes people are like, well, my neighbor said they've got this or they're doing this. Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. They're not you. You know, be you and go out and figure out how you can improve, right? Because to be honest, when you start figuring this stuff out, most everybody that I've ever worked with personally, it gets them excited. They're like, you yeah. mean I can do this? Well, yeah, as long as you do these things today, you're in a position to do that. I mean, and it's exciting and it's fun. And what do we always talk about around like peace of mind with money? Like when you know what you're doing and why.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just that having the clarity of knowing that what you're doing today is going to put you in a much better position down the road. Just knowing that you're going to be all right
yeah.
and that you're doing enough to help you achieve the things that are most important to you. That clarity is priceless. I mean,
yeah.
that's what people want. That's, you always want to know, if I'm doing this, is that going to be enough, or should I have done something different?
Yeah, and the thing that's funny about that, when you do figure those things out, we talked in another episode about Bitcoin and GameStop and all that. You literally, it doesn't even matter. You don't even yeah. pay attention to it, because you're like, I've got a plan. I know what I'm doing. I don't have to worry about these get-rich-quick schemes. I'm right. good, right? One other thing, too, that we're going to include, like if you go to the website on this episode of the podcast, we're going to have a download. So if you truly need a little help with goals, we've got a 2021 master list of goals. It goes through a bunch of different areas, and it might give you some things to think about. Like if you're like, well, I don't know. I still don't know what kind of goals that I should be thinking about. It goes through all kinds of different areas, and I think it'll be good if you need a little help with that.
So you'll find that in the show notes online, averywealth.com. And if somebody wants to call and take that first step and really, you know, as you mentioned, just really jump, take a step off that ledge and kind of get the ball rolling a little bit, and you can call 517-783-1695. But just kind of quickly, what does that process look like for somebody that's never worked with an advisor or planner and wants to kind of begin that relationship?
Yeah, I mean, for us, we just schedule a 15-minute call where we kind of learn more about what's important to you, what you're trying to achieve. And then if it makes sense, we schedule a discovery meeting, which generally is going to be an hour to an hour and a half where we really sit down and we kind of, to be honest with you, we help you work through a lot yeah. of these things. Help you figure out really what's important to you and what you're working on in life, and kind of take inventory of where you are right now and kind of where you want to be and what gaps are involved with that. So it's pretty painless. It's just a nice conversation. Never had anybody yep. walk out of there and be like, man, that Brent really drove me crazy.
I don't know. I can't. promise that, but I can promise you this. I'm not going to say, so what's your goals?
Where do you see yourself in 10 years? Very good. Well, goals are important, and hopefully you kind of have a better understanding of that process and what it looks like and why you need to make that a priority for yourself and have that focus on your future as you move forward. Dan and Brent, thanks for the time. As always, you can find every episode on averywealth.com. Also, whatever podcasting platform you choose to listen on, we're on all the major platforms. Make sure you hit subscribe there as well, and you'll have the new episode delivered in a couple of weeks. So guys, I'll talk to you guys in, what, 2 more weeks?
Yeah, sounds good, Ben.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified professional before taking any action. Avery Wealth Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm.